Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Nick Mercer.
And I'm Erin Gilfoy.
Before we get started with episode 86 and Scott Anderson tells us about T-Tates, we'd like to take a minute to thank our sponsor, HeadCheck Health.
Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more.
Okay, hi, Scott. You're back after episode 45. We talked on that one, so that's a different focus of subject, really, but not too different. And so that leads us to just reintroduce yourself and tell us about because you're now with not your advisor, you're still a think tank, but you're an advisor to TJs, and just tell us how that your bigger background and how that all developed.
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, my name is Scott Anderson. I'm the chief clinical officer at SyncThink, but also an ambassador and advisor to TeachAids, which is a nonprofit organization that makes engaging and I would say very important educational communications for young people. And this relationship formed shortly around the end of my tenure at Stanford. The founder of TeachAids is a Stanford professor and someone who I'd gotten to know, and a group of us at Stanford on the clinical side had begun to work with her as she sought ways to better educate and, quote unquote, I would say, reimagine concussion education specifically. As you guys both know, it's really up until this point, up until Crash Course's launch, there really has been really poorly done educational information and a lot of misleading information, particularly around youth sports and how concussions are presented to athletes and their families. And so, I think that was kind of the impetus behind my and other clinicians at Stanford getting involved with the TeachAids project. And it's been, I would say, 3 years now that I've been involved with them, and really, really doing game-changing work, and really excited about not only the work of Crash Course, but also just some of the recent developments that have happened just over the last couple of, including this week, but also prior to that, over the last couple of months with the launch of the Concussion Story Wall.
Well, that's, you can tell us about those developments, and also I listened to the podcast we did, episode 45, that's not against 20, and you were talking about VR then, virtuality then, and this is really just kind of, yes, you're the VR expert now, I guess you're the, and all your background is ethic training, and just Stanford, you were the chair of the medical sports medicine?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trained as a sports medicine clinician and was leading the sports medicine organization and operation at Stanford in my time there. And my background is on, you know, the physical medicine and physiotherapy side. Right. But I've always been interested, particularly being in Silicon Valley, how to leverage technology to improve, you know, patients' lives. And, you know, one of the things I think that's really compelling about extended reality, so virtual reality and augmented reality tools, is that it offers a lot of, I think, unique benefits to facilitate or advance learning. And you know, particularly for Crash Course and the TeachAge project, we're really talking about providing immersive and engaging educational tools, right? And so this is, Crash Course is really interesting because it's providing people with a window into what is, you know, currently known as an invisible injury. You know, concussion is an invisible injury. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't really know what another person is going through when they experience it. And so this allows somebody to really experience concussion for the first time without carrying any of the risk, right? You don't have to you can get educated about the symptoms or the mechanisms of injury, but you don't necessarily have to experience it firsthand in order to be educated about that. And so that's a really great thing. And I think beyond that, you know, they've also, you know, Crash Course and the TeachAge team has also launched the Brain Flythrough program, which is really demystifying what happens to the brain when an injury occurs, right? And so it's taking you in using novel simulation technology that was developed at Stanford, taking you in inside the brain, both the structural and functional anatomy, and showing you what that actually looks like. And for many people, especially young people, they haven't had the privilege of being able to even understand what their own brain looks like. And so I think you can, when you are immersed in it and you can see what happens to a brain when a concussion occurs, it really gives you a perspective and ultimately aims to change behaviors. So, you know, and I think that that's something that was successful with the Brain Fly Through. And now with this latest project that launched a couple months ago, the Concussion Story Wall, you can find it. It's a publicly available website. You can find it through the TeachAge website, or you can find it on concussionstorywall.org. It's really a special project and something that I've been excited about for probably over a year, which is a collection of over 4,000 firsthand accounts from people about their experiences with concussion. And it's not just the people that experienced them, it's the people that are, you know, tangentially related to the experience. So parents, coaches, medical professionals, specialists in these areas, talking about their experiences and dealing with this kind of invisible injury, right? And so we're trying to make it more visible to people. We're trying to get people to better understand it. We're trying to get people to understand what people have gone through, and so that it resonates with people when it happens to them, right? They know that they're not alone. They know that their feelings are not unique to them. They know that what they're experiencing has been experienced by thousands of other people. And, you know, it's okay to share those experiences in order to help people understand and cope with that.
And generally goes away after a few weeks or a few days.
Yeah, well, it depends. I think I think that's, you know, part of the understanding to learn is that there's a lot of misinformation out there about, you know, is this a transient condition that resolves in a couple of days and it's not that serious, or is this something that can affect you later on in your life and really should be taken seriously to mitigate against that, you know? And I think that's what, you know, the combination of these products are trying to really do is to you know, cut out some of the misinformation and to really give people firsthand experiences through VR and through, you know, personal accounts of what can be expected, what other people have gone through, and what ultimately helped them recover, you know? And I think that's, it's really about creating engagement, but also creating a community where people can feel like, you know, this is something that, you know, many people have gone through and experienced, but also this is something that, you know, people collectively, I think, will learn the proper way to go about handling their condition, right? And if we can get these educational tools into people's hands, we can re-educate an entire generation the proper way to understand and to cope with concussion.
This excellent. It's Aaron nodding there. I wasn't sure if she had some questions. I was just saying,
great.
I like the term engaging. I think that's so essential for the VR aspect of it. And I were mentioning I know I watched I thought one Stanford, the football VR.
Yep.
I don't have VR set, so I watched it on YouTube. But you can, you know, turn it. It's pretty, It's pretty cool. But and Aaron did Aaron's educated in brain neuropsychology, so she may have more questions about this, but I'll ask you get you to expand on the brain fly through scenario, which I've also seen, but which is the brain fly through VR brain.
Yeah, so this is, you know, like I said, it's using novel simulation technology that medical folks, neurosurgeons utilize and to plan surgical procedures, and it gives you kind of a 3D representation of the brain. And from there, you can see both the structural components of the brain and also the anatomical or functional components, the blood vessels, the nerves, the different anatomical structures that comprise the brain, and the various segments of the brain that control different aspects of, you know, learning, attention, memory, those types of things. So it's really compelling because it not only educates you about those things, but it actually takes you inside the brain, and you can actually see those different elements, and you can see the different elements that may be disrupted with concussion and how they affect the brain's processing of information, or the point of Crash Course really is to educate people about, you know, knowing when something is abnormal, either in yourself or in a teammate, and taking action, right? And so you mitigate against the opportunity for some type of other problem to happen to the brain when the brain's not fully recovered, right? And so as we continue to learn more about the brain, we're giving people a firsthand experience and understanding what's changing in their brain so they can recognize and correlate that to maybe perhaps the way that they feel or the certain changes that they've experienced that really make them feel different, right? And so it's being able to say, the way that I feel and the way that I'm experiencing this condition is because of this change that's happened to my brain that I've experienced firsthand. And it's the same way as if you have a knee problem or an ankle problem. You can look down at your ankle and see that it's black and blue and swollen, and you can say, look, I'm not going to go run a marathon today, right? Yeah. It's about educating people and understanding that those types of correlations, and understanding that ultimately, if there is no doubt, you should sit out. And, you know, you've got to have people around you and educate people around you so that when you're impaired and you can't make the decision for yourself, people can recognize the change in your personality or in your performance, if you're an athlete, and make the decision for you that, hey, this person needs to get looked at. We need someone to evaluate this person so that we can, prevent further harm from happening, right? And so it's a whole nother perspective, like I said, not just immediately with the person who's experiencing it, but with the people who are on the periphery who are also experiencing it with these people. And I think that's really what's been missing for concussion is, you know, it's always been this kind of mystery. And the mystery is what's made people, have different opinions about how the severity of it and what it comprises. And so I think that's really what these products are drilling down to, is for the first time, you know, using scientific credible evidence and saying, this is what the science is telling us, and this is how you should interpret this information. And so it's really a great resource. An announcement that came out this week was a partnership between TeachAids and NCYS, the National Council of Esports, and they provide educational information and will provide Crash Course to their membership of over 60 million youth athletes. Mm-hmm. And so it's a tremendous, tremendous I think partnership and opportunity to really get this in front of as many people as possible. Because one thing, if I haven't mentioned already, I should, is that all of these resources are free. TeachAids is a nonprofit organization, and all of these products are created under the Creative Commons license, and so they can be distributed and utilized. And so it's up to us adults and us people who are educators and clinical people to get it into the hands of these kids and young athletes and young people who potentially are going to be exposed to this condition, so that we can educate them the proper way initially. And as they form their opinions and they develop their behaviors, we do it with credible scientific evidence.
Yeah.
This is, the VR part is really great. When I was doing my graduate certificate in brain disorders management, we actually had one of the sets there, and it was the same concept of what you're talking about, where you go in, you see like the brain and the spinal cord, and you start to explore the different areas. It was a really interesting module that we did. Overall, so you mentioned a few places you see that fitting in. Would you want to see that like in summer camps for young kids, older athletes, like caregivers of people who've experienced a concussion?
Absolutely, 100%. I think, you know, what we think of I think initially is certainly young people and educating young people, but also their families and the people that you know they interact with respect to their activities, right? So whether that's military and it's the people that are in you know, a military environment that are supervising these young people as they go through basic training, or they go through elements where they're exposed to blasts or other things that may cause concussion injury, to all the way down to, you know, youth coaches who are, you know, sometimes coaching kids as young as 5 years old, you know, and being able to be educated about not only the signs and symptoms, but also about what the, you know, what the consequences are for not recognizing that somebody needs to be evaluated. So I think, you know, it's a paradigm shift, 100%. And it is really reimagining the way that concussion not only is viewed by our youth and the people that, you know, they interact with on a daily basis, but also, you know, how those behaviors become cemented in their belief system and how they believe concussion actually is, or what it actually is going forward into their career. So if they make it to college sports or professional sports, or, you know, even as a firefighter or, you know, a pilot or something like that, they know when to raise their hand and say something's not right. Yeah. You know, and I think that's what we're trying to get after is really try to create a generation where they recognize that they're doing themselves a favor by speaking up.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I like how the on the video with the video I watched the football one was the former Stanford running back or pro running back now, but those athletes were they all at currently at Stanford or there's some graduated and but they
some of them have graduated and some of them have moved on to professional careers and in professional sports and some are doing some really amazing other things too as well, and so you know it was I think. One of the things that came from the research in which started this whole thing was they spent a year researching kind of what type of information resonates most with young people, right? And they found that it's the impact from a doctor telling a young person about concussion is limited, and it's really about what's called the near peer effect, which is if you have somebody who is closer to you in age, so for example, if you're a middle schooler. You look up to the things that high schoolers say and do.
Yeah.
If you're a high schooler, it's college athletes and so on, right?
Yeah.
And so the whole point was to have these kind of college athletes present this information in the place of clinical people so that it would resonate more with high school and middle school athletes.
So did you know any of these, I forget his name, the host of the football
year
thing? Was he one of your patients? I guess
Every athlete you see in the crash course video is somebody that I know really well, and even a former colleague of mine who plays the coach in the video, Brian Bulkey, who was a Stanford football player who also played in the CFL.
Yeah,
he was actually Canadian as well. And yeah, so he's was a good friend of mine as well, and somebody who's been near and dear to the Crash Course project, and very interested in helping kids through technology, and very interested in, you know, concussion education specifically, and someone who's also very close to Dr. Sorkar and the TJ's team.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Dr. Sorkar and Dick Gould last week, and they were both singing their praises about how he'd be a great one to tell us about TJ's and the VR set and the brain and other things, how smart they were and all that stuff. So there's a lot of pressure now, but I think what's also great is like, and my sponsor for Concussion Talk Podcast is Head Check Health, and they carry this TJ's as part of their program that they're set that they sell. That's also just good for anybody just to know that there's lots of information that's free, and it's not just in the state in the U.S. It's global. Hopefully, well, it's at least
that's right.
North American. So
that's right. You know, the goal is to get it to the hands of 100 million people, and obviously working with HeadCheck Health, they work with over 800 organizations. Obviously, another Canadian company too, as well. I'm very familiar with them as well, and the great work that they're doing, and the ability to serve as a resource to pass this information to all the youth sports organizations that they work with in Canada and the U.S. too, as well. I think it's a great opportunity. I think TJ's is all about is working with partners who are doing meaningful work and can help spread the message, right? And can do so because the resources are free and can, you know, leverage their reach into these partner organizations that they may work with to spread the message, to get the products into the hands of parents and young people, and to get to work on educating people and changing their behaviors and doing it in an engaging and fun way.
Yeah, the engaging part is free. Really, I think that's just really important. And also, those like last week, I was watching not just the concussion wall, but not just the stories from individuals, but from professors and doctors and neurosurgeons and neuropsychologists. Was one of the ones I watched that was just she gave an in-depth and detailed discussion about recovery from. Dealing with recovery from a concussion or a brain injury. So there's a lot of, it's great having a Stanford Medical School there to really lots of great, obviously very experienced and smart people, experts there to talk about concussion and even the more medical side, but also talk about it as a more just general concern. So.
Yep, absolutely. You got it. Yeah, I think it's, pulling the most well-known and I think the people that are probably aligned and they're thinking about utilizing scientific and evidence-based approaches to deliver, educational information. I think that's why they're there.
Yeah. And I was also very interested to see that because I was injured when I was training for a triathlon, but before triathlon, I played water polo and I was interested to see a lot of water polo players. I guess Stanford is.
Oh yeah.
Stanford's big in that, yeah. And there's you can pretty obviously. But this was in 90, long time ago. Long enough. And it's easy to see how definitely I never thought about it when I was playing, but even in university I was playing. But it's easy to see how that can be a big concern for it's easy, simple to get a kick and a heel in the head or an elbow or anything, or just running into lots of stuff, lots of reasons, head, elbow, hand, arm, leg, foot, it doesn't matter. So the lack
right.
of gravity is just, when you were the medical director for chair of the Stanford sports medicine program,
I ran the sports medicine program at Stanford for 10 years and was there till the end of 2017. And so I spent a lot of time with those athletes, worked with a number of sports. Stanford has 900 athletes and up until recently had about 36 teams. And it was a very large population. Obviously, a lot of risk associated with a lot of the contact sports that are played there, and so we saw over 100 concussions in an academic year, annually. So it was quite a prevalent injury in sports, and obviously educating people who want to play their sport and understand the risk, it can allow them to assume the risk better if they're properly educated. So
since you've been in this field since about 2007, you said.
Well, I was at Stanford. I came to Stanford in 2007, but I've been 20 years in sports medicine field. Yeah.
Okay, and so you're still actively, of course, working on the education aspect. And I was just wondering about how far along have you seen this go? Have you seen any major changes over the past 20 years? And kind of where do you hope it ends up?
Absolutely. I think ultimately, if you look back at the body of literature in science, really the only thing that has been successful at reducing injury rates, I'm talking any injury, has not been, protective equipment. It hasn't been, educational things, because there hasn't really been high quality educational things. It's been rule changes. Rule changes are the things that have traditionally resulted in decrease in injury rates in sport, particularly elite sport. So I think, this is really the first tool that I have seen, the first educational product that I've seen that really challenges that and really is changing behaviors, because I think we're reaching a generation at a younger point in time that's allowing us to, I think, inform the way that they will experience sport going forward. And that really hasn't happened previously. And so in a proper and in an evidence-based way, and in a delivery, in a way that's been delivered in a way that can be consumable by this audience. So, I think that that's what's really compelling about it. I would say that the impact that it has is that we are starting to see a generation that is very well educated about what's happening with their sport and what happens to people with their sport. And even in my time at Stanford, when we were developing these tools, we started to see athletes at Stanford and also youth athletes, adjacent to our work at Stanford, start really to ask those questions and to, I think, force the conversation to change around, specifically around concussion and injury management and those types of things. And I think ultimately what you're seeing now is you're seeing a lot of legislation in higher level sport. The NCAA has reformed to allow athletes to, to seek, medical care beyond their graduation dates and for a period beyond, the usual and customary, I think it was, 365 days. And so there's been investments made to protect athletes' health better. And a lot of that has been, I think, initiated by athletes who are educated and parents who are educated. And I think that's going to continue. I think it's forced coaches to become more educated too as well. And so you see that coaches have become more, more hypervigilant about protecting the player's health and safety too as well, particularly at younger ages.
Yeah, well, I should have a question that's kind of for both of you then, about, because you said the, rule changes at the elite level were important for this, but at the young level, of course, rule changes are difficult to enforce because you have to get people who are going to referees and coaches and things at the youth level. It's obviously more difficult to get people who are just trained in that sort of thing. So do you think that, education is a big part of it, the part of it really, but that the to educate people from this day, from the young age, to get them, do you think it's more of a ground up thing or a top down influence?
A ground up. Yeah, it's absolutely a ground-up thing. Yeah, I think the younger we can start and the younger we can prepare youth to understand what it is that they're going to experience, the better informed decisions can be made by them and the people around them. So I 100% believe that. It's the same approach that I would say that happens with a lot of things. Now, in my time at Stanford, I would say, you have people who, one of the things that's changed about sport, particularly in the United States, is this idea of over... and kids playing sports year round now. And so what's happened is a lot of athletes are showing up colleges and professional sports with a significant injury history because they're playing so much, right? And their bodies are breaking down so much. And, that's putting them at risk for other types of injuries. And so, what we found in my time at Stanford and even beyond that is that people aren't really educated about, you know, what the risks are associated with their sport by doing that, by breaking down their body, not allowing their bodies to rest and recover at certain points in time, you know, and to just go, and, you know, really, it puts the athlete in a difficult situation because they're trying to chase what they believe is an opportunity at the next level, but at the same time, they're sacrificing their body. And so, to me, I think they're very similar in the sense that, you know, we have musculoskeletal issues that are of higher prevalence with athletes that come up to the higher levels because of a lack of education and a lack of education of coaches and understanding what that's doing to their bodies. And the same is also true with concussion, right? There's a mixed bag about how people perceive concussion and how they've been educated about it. And, you know, as a result, they don't fairly know what to do when it happens to them or how to react when it happens to somebody around them.
Yeah, the confusion, the elite level, you mentioned that some athletes take concussion very seriously, some just brushed off, and I think hopefully with programs such as this, such as DJ's, will educate everybody to treat it uniformly. I think that's a big problem with the lack of, not necessarily lack of issues for everybody, but for enough people, so it's so scattered. Who takes this seriously, who doesn't, and it takes a lot of it. Not just the experience of people who've seen or had a concussion themselves, but people who just understand the science behind it, or just a general knowledge of it. And I think it's important to get a uniform system in place.
Yep, absolutely. You're 100% on it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought Aaron was this COVID thing with the Skype. It's difficult now to tell when somebody's talking. But yes. But what am I gonna say? No, I guess that's about all the questions I freaking think of to have. Josh, with this, Aaron, did you have anything you wanted to ask?
No, I would just say, oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to me. I was going to say, I just wanted to say thanks for having me on. I appreciate you guys taking the time and letting us talk more about it.
Thanks so much.
And no additional questions. You answered so much and gave me so much more information about some resources to look into.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to display not display because I don't have that capability, but I will share a link to the TJ's site and also to your social media. And is there a good site to go to for DJs, or good for the watch site to watch those VR, if you have a VR set, then you can get them there, I guess, but I don't know how that works.
Yep.
But
the videos are available on YouTube, and obviously, like I said, you can go to teachage.org or concussionstorywall.org for resources on both those products and links to Crash Course and the Brain Fly-Through. So that's where I would start.
And the Concussion Story Wall is on teachaids.org?
No, it's on its own website, concussionstorywall.org. Yeah. Standalone. Yeah.
Well, perfect. That's great. And so thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you, Nick and Aaron. I appreciate you guys having me on, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Say hi to Pia and Dick for me.
I will, very much so. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, lads. See ya. Music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound. www.bensound.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
it. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.